operations out of residential homes. The people can charge less of a rate for those homes compared to like hotels, motels, Big Cedar Lodge that has all the overhead and has all the people that manage these. The local residential nightly rentals, the people aren't there. Most of them don't have commercial insurance. You know, most of them, you know, don't have the sprinkler systems or all meet all the requirements that you propose in the Division III regulation. And as a result, they can charge, you know, a lower price. With as these multiply, and it's so easy nowadays with the internet, as these increase, it's going to put more pressure on the existing hotels, motels, timeshares throughout the whole Branson area and cause them to possibly go out of business. So I think it could hurt the economy. Also, you know, homeowners living next to a commercial business that's out of a residential home, you know, there's a lot of friction. You know, it's going to devalue your home. So the people that come to Branson to buy a home, to live in this great area, if there's nightly rentals all around, they're going to move. They're going to go somewhere else and not put up with all that conflict. So the property values could decrease. So as these nightly rentals increase, I could see how it could decrease, you know, the revenues for Taney County. And also, you know, prospective homeowners that want to come here and buy a home to live in, they may go somewhere else. And just an example, Lake of the Ozarks, everybody knows how crazy Lake of the Ozarks is. Lake of the Ozarks has a tremendous amount of nightly rentals, and Camden County has implemented a 30% tax on the nightly rentals to try to equate them to the hotels and motels in the area. So I just hope that you guys, you know, keep the Division III and perform it and do the fantastic job that you've been doing up to now.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for Tom? Thank you, Tom. Cindy. You're not going to talk 12 minutes, are you?
No. Okay. But thank you. My name is Cindy Hyder. I live at 351 Lemonwood Lane. I live out in the county. And as you know, we were here. And I can, as I'm listening to what's being said around the room, I can clearly see that there are areas where a nightly rental would be absolutely appropriate. Unfortunately, and those are ones where the developers incorporated that, everybody understands that's what they're getting into, that it's a good situation, and people are enjoying both the opportunity to rent and perhaps to live in that particular area. For our circumstance, and there are many other areas and neighborhoods like Lemonwood Lane here in Hollister, for our circumstance, as you heard, our covenants were written in 1958. There are only 24 homes on our little circle. It was sold to us, our home was sold to us 4.5 years ago as an area in a single family neighborhood. We were shocked 2 years ago to learn about the fact that a gentleman not living in this area was using two of the homes on Lemonwood Lane and another one on an adjacent street as a nightly rental. And as I know some of you may remember from last summer, me particularly talking about the absolute horror that we saw when there were wild parties, there was drinking, they'd come in at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was not a positive situation. And I'm sure that's not what's happening in most nightly rentals, but it is what was happening in our neighborhood. It did affect the quality of life. As you may recall, there are 94-year-olds and 90-year-olds and 80-year-olds, and we're not that young anymore either, living in our little tiny neighborhood, all of which, some of whom are housebound, some of whom are frightened by the noise that's right behind their house. We've called the sheriff. So my plea to you is, I understand that there's a place for nightly rental, and I don't understand, I mean, I'm sure you'll figure out a good way to regulate nightly rentals. But for those of us who do not have a developer or do not have covenants that have been updated, and we frankly would love to update our covenants, but the property owner, the absentee landlord in our situation, will not let us. He absolutely refuses to do anything other than defy your order and to continue renting his homes. And he's already started renting them for 2017. So he doesn't care what you said. He doesn't care what until he gets either fined or thrown in jail or something happens to him. He doesn't care what you say. So I'm asking you, I don't know whether it's B, C, or as I heard Jeremy say, a new version of something that you come up with, but something that protects property owners like in our situation, where it was never nightly rental. It is single family homes. It is not a condo development at all. Help us preserve our investment, our value of our home, as well as the quality of life and the dignity of our neighbors around us, which has absolutely been destroyed by this one property owner. And so I'm asking you to think of a better way than just eliminating nightly rental. Option A for us would be disastrous because this individual will just do whatever he wants, which is what he's still doing. We're continuing to call the sheriff. We're continuing to pursue this through the legal channels that we have available to us. But if you do away with nightly rentals, we're at the mercy of this person, and we have no recourse. So please have some way to protect neighborhoods like ours, because we're not the only ones. Thank you.
Does anybody got any questions?
Are you satisfied with the system that's in place now?
I'm satisfied with the system in terms of the regulations, but not the enforcement of the system. Yeah. For example, the gentleman that came here lied to you. We all know he lied to you. He met none of the requirements that were a part of his application. He didn't meet them. He would tell you things about, oh, there's plenty of room. I mean, he just simply did not provide an accurate assessment of his application to you. I think if you actually enforced it, enforced the requirements that are in the system right now, it might work.
I can appreciate that, but you know we're not an enforcement body.
No, but your application, if there's not the evidence that there are sprinklers, I've heard other people come up here and say, why, we met all the requirements of the application. I say, then they ought to be approved. But when a person comes forward, has complete objection, we had 40-some people here in June, when their neighborhoods are objecting, when he's clearly, we've called the police on him over and over again, the sheriff on him over and over again, for the noise disturbance and the variety of different things that he was doing. When you have that sort of a situation, it isn't working right now, in the sense that he wasn't ever required to have a complete application. He was never required to document that he had a safe home. One of his structures is flat out not safe. Let me show you a little story that happened over both Thanksgiving and at Christmas. He owns two houses on Lemonwood Lane. One house, the furnace went out, so the people just flipped and went to the other house. When they call Airbnb or they call wherever the contact is on this service, they just tell them to go down to the other house and use it instead. And so his furnace doesn't work. He's had trouble with water systems. He's had a variety of different things. One of his houses is simply not safe. But people are there. It's not a situation like you have where you have a nice home where people are renting and they're enjoying their vacation. This is really a hazard and a problem for us in the neighborhood. Thank you. Any other questions?
Anybody else got any questions?
I have one thing left.
Yes, sir.
For the record, the two in your neighborhood were denied by this body.
Correct.
Right?
There were three, and they were all three
That's
denied.
That's the end of the story. We're not into enforcement.
Right. No.
I'm sorry.
Right. No, I understand.
I understand
that.
Your plight.
Right.
But I can't do anything about it, or any of the other in this body can't do so.
But I would say, because you denied it, then we had the opportunity to call the sheriff, mm-hmm. who documented, in fact, that the rentals were continuing, and have the sheriff's reports then turned over to the prosecuting attorney. If there's no application process and no denial on the part of this body, then there's nothing for the sheriff or anybody else to enforce. Do you see what I'm saying? I needed you to deny it.
Public disturbance is a public disturbance, whether it's something we've approved
True.
Or not approved, ma'am.
True. I understand that. But in this situation, our intent is, of course, to hope that he will rent long-term. I'm not opposed to rentals, just long-term rentals, because as you heard some of the other our neighbors say, it's like having a motel right next door.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Karen Murphy.
I am Karen Murphy. I live at 112 Monte Cristo Drive, Hollister, which is in the Branson Creek development. I heard Jerry Worley talk about having the developer work with you, having your HOA work with you, but unfortunately, that doesn't happen in Branson Creek because the developer is almost broke. It's almost in receivership. And our HOA will not cooperate with the residents that are permanent there. They do cooperate with those that are renting their unit. VRBO has a lot of listings, and so does Sunset Rental. There's no control over the occupancy. There is not an agent on duty in Branson Creek. We are left on the weekends with no one. We can send an email. We can place a call. We can text. No answers. So we have called sheriffs in the past. I go for leaving the code as is. It seems to be working. A is not an option. B has issues, and C, of course, is the closest to the original. Once again, residents bought to be permanent residents and enjoy their community in long-term residency. In our community, we have 28 nightly rentals. 22 of those, I believe, are in the villas. I live in a villa. There is a common wall. There is only insulation in between the walls. The stairs are against the common wall. Renters come in with several couples with kids running up and down the stairs. Total disturbance of the unit next door. I believe that if it is left as is, the sales tax will increase for Taney County. The commercial tax on any rental would bring money into the coffers for the county. And so I certainly hope that you continue monitoring rentals, denying rentals when they don't have all the regulations in place. We have a real safety issue in Branson Creek. We have decks that have no stairs off of them, and that is one of two exits. Most of the decks are at least 8 feet high. Mine's 12 feet high. If there was a fire in the kitchen area, you could not pass that. You would have to jump off of a deck that is high, and injuries will be there. So the safety issue is not in Branson Creek. So I certainly do hope that you leave the regulation as is. And we also have illegal rentals. It has been proven. There is no Divisional 3. The rentals continue. Certified letters have gone out. Attorneys have been retained. All those from the attorney were ignored.